Welcome back to Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening. Is now joining us on the line is the head football coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, Paul Skartweet, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks for having me on again.
So as we take a look here at this team coming into this year, definitely a tale of, at least first look at the opposite side of the football, definitely a tale of different units having different experience levels. First, the offensive line, you got almost your entire starting offensive line back from a year ago, and then, you know, pretty valuable experience for this unit coming into this season will definitely help them lead the way, especially considering the style of football you guys want to play. On the other side, the backfield, it's going to be an entirely new starting backfield. That's not to say that the kids that will be stepping into those roles have not had playing time. They've had playing time, especially throughout last year with some of the injury bugs that happened. But definitely two different tales when you look at the offensive line and the backfield here coming into this season.
Yeah, the offensive line, we're excited to see their growth from last year. Like you said, we have quite a few of them returning. We had quite a few kids that didn't get a lot of playing or starting time last year that got time on the JV and then some on the varsity side. So I'm excited to see their growth from last year this year. We have opportunities for guys to step up, especially at the tight end position. Mm-hmm. There's some key roles there that we need to fill, and we lost some seniors last year that were valuable parts of the team, and it just gives an opportunity for a younger guy to step up and get some confidence and move into that role for this year. And then on the other side, the running back side, we are going to be young. We did get some experience with some of our younger guys, we'll have three or four guys that are going to be rotating through and able to give us some yards on offense, and we'll hopefully have an easier time seeing the holes with the kids blocking ahead of them that have the experience from last year.
And on the defensive side of the football, it's kind of a similar story. Obviously, like we talked about, a lot of guys up front returning from last year's team. You do have some guys back in that secondary, that second level of linebackers and DBs, guys such as Jose Babcock, Wyatt Gelder, Caden Dean, all got some pretty significant playing time a year ago. But up front, you got guys back such as Brody Harris, who can play D-line, can play linebacker, played some linebacker a year ago. Ben Swenson is someone that got playing time towards the end of the year. Titus Herrick as well up front on the defensive line. You look at the defense as a whole, what's been the takeaway throughout summer workouts from what you guys have seen from the defense?
We've got a lot of guys that worked really hard this summer. Like you said, the defensive line should have some opportunities to step up and be leaders. I'm looking forward to a couple of those seniors that are really having good years. We have a couple of linebackers back as well that will help the young guys get in the right positions and hopefully move their ability to be a better linebacker forward quicker. And then defensive backs, with Gelder and Dean back there, that makes me a lot more confident having those two on both sides of the field, with their experience from last year, and they're working in the off season in the weight room and the speed and agility portion of it, should pay off for us very well. So I'm looking for them to have big years as well with the new district. We might see a little more passing than we have in the past, and they'll be challenged. So I think it'll be good for them to, have that experience from last year to improve on this year and be a bigger part of what our defense does. Mm-hmm.
And as we, you know, today being the unofficial start of high school practice, obviously with camps this week, official practice begins next week. You know, obviously got such, you know, about a month a year before the first game of the season. Just what are a couple things you and the staff are really looking forward to seeing play out as camp and then practice goes along before the first game?
Well, I think for me the biggest thing is to see who's going to step up, who wants to step up in multiple roles as far as positions go, but also on the leadership side, because we had some seniors and some guys that were probably more of our vocal leaders on and off the field that aren't here anymore, and so it gives these seniors and juniors and even some sophomores some opportunities to be that next leader and to show the younger kids how to be a good leader and you know, keep kids accountable and you know, on and off the field. I mean, we preach very heavily on, you know, how we're reacting and acting and in schools and the hallways, and you know, we want them to be a good leader there as well as on the football field. So, you know, leadership is a big thing for our coaching staff, and we emphasize that a lot. And so I'm excited to see who's going to step up in those roles, you know, and become that next great leader that, you know, can go on after high school and, you know, whether it's playing in college or just going to school or going to work, become a better leader. And that's my excitement for this year, to see who's going to step up and do that.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll talk to you again here before the start of the regular season.
All right, thank you very much.
Yep. That was Paul Skartsweet, the head football coach of the South Hamilton Hawks, here on our Coach Speak program. Back with more after this on 95.7 FM.